here that they will reach the locality. The spent fuel rod pool, it is really vast, and the fuel rods are quite dispersed, so I don't think there is a possibility of that happening. Well, of course, it doesn't mean that we can rest assured and that we are all safe. Of course, radiation leakage into the atmosphere is continuing even now, so I think that is the most biggest concern right now. Yes, the most important point is that the core and the spent fuel rod pool should be cooled down, and also the coating should be maintained, so that, as well as the containment vessel should be kept, so that we can really contain the radiation from leaking outdoors. Therefore, cooling is the most critical operation that is needed right now. Thank you very much. The accident has greatly affected the lives of the people living near the power plant. Initially, the evacuation area was in the radius of 2 kilometers from the power plant, but now it has been spread to 30 kilometers from the power plant, if you include the area where people are asked to stay indoors. More than 200,000 people had to evacuate, and it was a confusing situation. The Fukushima number one nuclear power plant. Residents who have not been affected greatly by the earthquake and the tsunami had to leave their homes because of the accident. Many residents evacuated to shelters set up by the local government. Every shelter was full and crammed of residents, and there is a shortage of food everywhere. What would happen to our lives, people are thinking, and they wait anxiously. This man says that he came with what he's just wearing and he can't do anything about the situation now. This woman says that she just wants to go back home. The Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant was created about 40 years ago. People were told by the government and the Tokyo Electric Power Company that the nuclear power plant would be safe, and that was why the residents accepted the creation of this power plant. However, now many residents feel that they were betrayed. This woman says that the government said that it was safe, that's why she agreed to the construction. If she knew it would blow up someday, she wouldn't be able to live here. And this man says there were no evacuation drills to prepare for a situation like this, and he hasn't even heard that that was necessary. He says that the Tokyo Electric Power Company never told us about any risky or dangerous situation. Every time the situation worsens, the evacuation area has been widened. Initially, the evacuation scope was in a radius of 3 kilometers from the Daiichi power plant. But the next day, it was spread to a radius of 10 kilometers, and also a 10-kilometer radius from the Daini power plant was set and designated as an evacuation area. And in the afternoon, it was spread to 20 kilometers from the Daiichi power plant. And on the third day, from the 20 to 30 kilometers radius area, people were told to remain in doors. And now at the shelter, there is confusion. An evacuee says that he would have liked to heard that news in the evening. The city official says that he also learned about this a while ago. The news was that the people had to move to another shelter. The evacuation instruction changes as time goes by, and the number of evacuees are now more than expected. Everybody is totally perplexed, and this woman says that the instruction changes every time they move. They are told to evacuate, but she says that she doesn't know where they will be going next. Radioactive substances and radiation is a fear that is totally invisible. Everybody is anxious that they may not be able to go back home. And now there are many people who are leaving the evacuation shelters. Yesterday, there was a long line of cars of people trying to evacuate outside of Fukushima Prefecture.
We are now joined by our commentator, Hiroshi Iwamoto. As we saw in the video, people are complaining that the instructions keep changing, and there was a man who said he'd never experienced any evacuation drill. But can you update us on the evacuation? Well, at present, there are some 200,000 people who are evacuated from their homes. And let's look at where this is happening. Well, this 20 kilometers radius, and this is the Daiichi, and this is the Daini nuclear power plant here. And so people within the 20 kilometer radius have evacuated, and from 20 to 30 kilometers, people are advised to remain indoors. But first, they started from 2 kilometers, and then it expanded to 3, and then 10 kilometers, and now it is 20 kilometers. And so gradually, the number of evacuees are increasing, and there are some people who have been told to change from one shelter to another. Now, why do they have, well, there is no explanation in some cases as to why they have to move, and people are very much stressed. Well, these people have suffered the tsunami, earthquake, disasters, and added to that, there is this radioactivity. And plus that, there is the scarcity of information. This is extremely stressful for the survivors. We see a lot of confusion here, but why is it so confused? Can you explain? Well, I think the channels through which the information is provided is not established. There is no information coming from neither the central government or the prefectural government. We hear a lot of mayors complaining about this. Well, the information provided to the residents is in itself a problem. But I think that, well, 12 years ago at Ibaraki, at the criticality accident in Tokai, I saw that the town mayor was not receiving information, and he was shouting and appealing that he had to make a decision on his own. And 12 years have passed, and yet nothing has changed. I cannot help but ask why. Well, of course, the scale of this disaster is different, and that is a criticality accident, was a tragedy in itself. But we should have learned lessons from that. Yes, it is a problem that the information channel was not established after that. But as we earlier heard, information is critical.
One
of the sources of concern is to what extent the radioactive substances are spreading. At present, in the surrounding area of the nuclear power plants, the radioactivity level detected is not that it will have an immediate harm on the people's health. Let's take a look at the series of events that took place yesterday.
On
the south side of Fukushima Prefecture is Ibaraki Prefecture. People were anxious here as well. This is Nuclear Energy Safety Division of the Ibaraki Prefecture. Many people called in to ask questions. In Ibaraki Prefecture, since the earthquake, a monitoring of radioactive levels is being done on a 24-hour basis. This is a monitoring post. It measures the radiation level in the atmosphere. Measurements and recording is done every 2 seconds on radiation level and wind direction. There are 51 such monitoring posts within Ibaraki Prefecture. The information from the monitoring posts are gathered here at the Radiation Monitoring Center.
各地点で記録された18時間分の放射線量の推移。
18 hours worth of records from these monitoring posts are brought here so that a trend could be seen.
地点でも放射線量が上昇
しています。 And since early yesterday morning, the radiation level has gone up in all